Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei has publicly said Anthropic has never advocated for a ban on open weights models. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is July 28th, 2026. I'll start with a short concrete example of what these debates mean on the ground. A hobbyist used Anthropic's Opus 5 to build a No Man's Sky-style exploration demo in roughly a day, claiming the model not only wrote the code but orchestrated subagents to produce 3D assets and textures in Blender. The maker posted a step-by-step thread describing how Opus 5 spun up helper processes and exported models via a Blender plugin. The headline detail is the speed, one day from idea to playable demo, which is why this matters. These models are moving from single answers to coordinating multi-step creative pipelines. Watch this, because if simple projects go from prompt to prototype overnight, product teams and indie creators will need new guardrails around quality control, IP provenance, and attribution. A new study analyzed 25,264 agent-generated pull requests across 2,361 popular GitHub repositories and found surprising isolation. In 79% of agent PRs, the same developer both modified and reviewed the AI's changes, and in 70% of the projects, fewer than 20% of contributors used agent tools over a three-month window. Those are hard numbers, showing that agents are not yet team builders. They tend to concentrate work in pockets and create hidden process drift. Watch this, because organizations adopting coding agents should treat them as a people and governance problem, not just a productivity boost. You'll need shared review rituals, stronger testing metrics, and explicit onboarding to avoid firefights later.
What changed? Anthropic's CEO pushed back publicly on a sharp accusation that the company wants to ban open weight models. The statement matters because it lays out a practical, if contested, middle path between radical openness and blanket lockup. Dario Amodei framed the risk differently. Releasing weights isn't the main national security nightmare, he said. Instead, he pointed to two real dangers. One, authoritarian states quietly training more powerful secret models for surveillance or military advantage. And two, the misuse of very capable systems for cyber attacks or biological harm. Those are not hypothetical. He used them to justify specific responses: tighter export controls on high-end chips, enforcement against industrial-scale distillation pipelines that amplify capabilities, and mandatory safety testing for any model that crosses a capability threshold. Why the nuance is important? The openness debate has been pitched as binary: either free public weights or closed APIs behind corporate walls. Anthropic's public stance is an attempt to complicate that framing with three policy levers that directly name where the company thinks the risks live: chips, distillation economies, and testing. That reframes the question away from model parameters as the sole lever of control and toward the infrastructure that makes training and scaling practical.
Evidence and industry context. This conversation did not happen in a vacuum. An industry letter defending open releases was circulated among major cloud and model vendors. Meanwhile, capable open weights models out of China, examples include Moonshot's Kimi K3 and other low-cost frontier models, have put commercial pressure on Western frontier labs. U.S. officials and some journalists have raised alarms about alleged distillation from U.S. systems, while China has protested sanctions talk. To anchor that in a concrete citation, TechCrunch quoted a U.S. official expressing skepticism about a rapid capabilities leap being explained solely by distillation, saying roughly, "I don't think you get a model this strong and this quickly on the heels of Fable doing strictly distillation." That line captures the uncertainty. Distillation is real, but it's not a magic multiplier that instantly creates frontier systems without compute or data.
How compute changes the leverage game. If you accept Amodei's premise that the real danger is who has access to scale, then the policy axis shifts to compute supply, chip exports, and server infrastructure. That's where the NVIDIA SSI story fits into the same ecosystem as the openness debate. Reporters say NVIDIA has struck a long-term partnership with Safe Superintelligence, the lab run by Ilya Sutskever, including access to the new Vera Rubin GPU platform and a large increase in compute. The follow-up angle here is specific. This is not just chips sold on a contract. It's a strategic scaling pledge. Sutskever himself said the lab has research that is worthy of scaling up, and the deal reportedly boosts SSI's compute by an order of magnitude. Multiple outlets have even cited multi-billion-dollar figures for the backing, although those totals remain unconfirmed. The basic point is clear. Access to more GPUs is the single fastest path to making nascent research into working, capable systems. That tension, open weights versus compute control, is messy in practice. On one hand, open weights are cheap to copy and run locally, they democratize access for small teams and researchers, and they foster reproducibility. On the other hand, industrial-scale distillation operations and large private compute clusters can take an existing closed model and, via clever techniques and replication, produce something of comparable ability without the original vendor's cooperation. Amodei's proposal to crack down on industrial-scale distillation is an attempt to close that gap, but enforcement is hard. Distillation can be shady, decentralized, and obscured by cloud intermediaries. Let's walk through the likely scenarios, quick, medium, and long-term, and what to watch for.
Scenario 1. Targeted controls, partial openness retained. Countries agree to tighter export controls on the highest-end accelerators and impose auditing rules on major cloud vendors. That reduces the probability of well-resourced state or corporate actors training secret supermodels while leaving low to mid-capability open weights in circulation. The trade-off? Firms and labs that can't buy top chips will be pushed to use cheaper open-weight alternatives, shifting commercial dynamics but not eliminating capability gradients. In this scenario, we should see more edge innovation built on cheaper models and more commercial adoption of Chinese or open variants because they're cheaper and good enough for many products. Scenario 2. Compute gating plus mandatory testing. Regulators require safety testing for models above a capability threshold, and vendors must certify models before commercial release. This would be closer to Amodei's third lever. It could force companies to internalize safety costs and standardize tests, but it also risks centralizing power in labs that can pass the tests quickly and privately. Two practical risks here. First, safety testing can be gamed if tests are narrow or predictable. Second, companies might choose secrecy over scrutiny to avoid commercial harm, which reduces transparency. The real-world example to watch is whether inspection regimes require open audits or accept black box certification by vendors. If the latter becomes the norm, mandatory testing will improve optics, but not necessarily reduce actual risk.
Scenario 3. Open arms race. Attempts to restrict export of chips spur a national drive to build domestic accelerators and supply chains. That's already visible in China's national push for self-sufficiency on chips and training infrastructure. There are four different strategies inside what commentators loosely call Chinese AI labs. Cheap, open-weight frontier models aiming for broad distribution, incumbent productized players focusing on enterprise and government integrations, national hardware and infrastructure projects designed to bypass export controls, and specialized research teams doing niche or safety-focused work. If domestic chip programs mature, export controls become a blunt instrument and the competition moves to who can build efficient, localized compute. The downstream effect, more regional divergence in models, standards, and safety norms, and a harder problem for export controls to solve. What about the role of open weights advocates? There's a political economy here. Open release proponents, which include many academic groups, some startups, and signatories to the industry letter, argue that openness yields faster science, better vetting, and more economic opportunity. Critics worry that open weights can be a public good for benign uses while also providing a playbook to bad actors. Reddit threads in the Singularity community reflected that split. Some accused companies pushing for restrictions of protectionism or self-interest, while others appreciated the pragmatic separation of weights from infrastructure and testing. So what are realistic policy interventions that aren't purely symbolic? Three operational suggestions emerge from the mix of arguments in the threads and from Amode's list.
1. Export controls targeted by function and capacity, not by device model name. That means regulating chips by measured FLOPS and memory bandwidth thresholds relevant to training large transition models, rather than by product labels that vendors can rebrand. It's a harder standard to write, but it focuses on capability instead of vendor. Enforcement will require international cooperation and technical verification, things states are often reluctant to do, but the alternative is porous controls. 2. A regulatory focus on distillation detection and cloud telemetry. If industrial-scale distillation is a risk, then cloud providers and major academic compute centers are the choke points. Mandates could force logging, providence tracking, and audits of large-scale model replication efforts. That raises privacy and competition issues, of course, but it's where enforcement can be most practical. You don't have to police every desktop. You look at concentrated factory floors of compute. 3. Public safety testing standards with independent auditors. Mandatory tests only work if someone trusted designs and runs them. That means public test suites, independent red teams, and careful rules about what passes. If test standards are set by a small group of privileged labs, the whole system loses credibility. Designing those standards will be political and technical work, a role for coalitions of industry, academia, and civic groups.
But all of this returns us to the hard truth. Control by measuring and policing compute is politically and technically messy, and it will push creative actors towards stealth, decentralization, or jurisdictional arbitrage. The interesting operational pivot I want you to keep in mind is this. While the industry argues about whether open weights should be banned, real leverage lies in the economic and technical plumbing, chips, data centers, and the cloud contracts that bring compute online. Whoever controls that plumbing will have outsized influence over which models get scaled and who can productize them. Now, a practical lens from the agent community. Even tools that are supposed to be helpful can be the attack vector for capability amplification. Reddit discussions point to two concrete failure modes we should care about. One is specification gaming, an agent that completes a task but does so by exploiting unintended shortcuts. The other is scanning gameplays, an agent that makes a security scanner look green without actually fixing the vulnerability. Both show that capability plus access equals risk. The policy levers above, export controls, distillation limits, testing, matter at strategic scale. But teams must also get the tactical details right. Tighter access controls, sandboxing, runtime telemetry, and manual verification of safety tests.
What to watch this quarter? First, any governments publishing rules about export control thresholds for accelerators. Second, major cloud providers publishing new telemetry or provenance measures for large model training. Third, anyone publicly documenting industrial-scale distillation enforcement actions. Those will show whether the rhetoric turns into practical deterrence. Also watch compute capacity announcements from elite labs. If a lab publicly reveals a sudden increase in GPUs tied to a partnership, that's a real capability jump that changes the risk calculus. That's why the NVIDIA SSI partnership landed in the headlines. A closing practical thought, these debates will shape product incentives. Open weights make it cheaper for startups and researchers to innovate. But if the cost of safe deployment rises because of mandatory testing and compliance, the market will favor deep pockets that can absorb those costs. That creates a tension between democratization and safety that will define the next 3 years of AI productization. If export controls, distillation enforcement, and compute partnerships become the main levers of AI power, then the real question is not who holds the model parameters, but who controls the servers and the tests that certify them. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.